Ernie Ritchie and Robert Neverly seeks a variance from the side yard setback requirements for a proposed structure. Section 115-25 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Canal Road within the Rehoboth Manor subdivision. The 911 address is 20612 Canal Road in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 334, map 19.12, parcel 21.11. The applicant is seeking a 4.8-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed addition. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and four mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Sure. Robert Neverly, 20612 Canal Road, Rehoboth Beach, 19971.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
In response to support, I do have signatures from neighbors. We went around the neighborhood today just to make sure we didn't have any issues with proposed variance.
You can send that over to Ms. Norwood. We can enter that into the record.
I do have a statement. Is it okay if I read this instead of just rambling? Okay, thanks. Good afternoon. Ernie Ritchie and I are here today to request a variance for our future kitchen project. Our home is situated on a lot that is about 12,000 square feet with required setbacks of 10 feet for the sides and back. The lot has a geometric rhombus shape, which limits our options for construction in the front and back areas of our home. Importantly, this request will not interfere with any future projects, as we have no plans to build or include any sheds or EVOP. The front yard features a rain garden planted with native plants, while the backyard is also entirely composed of native vegetation. Additionally, none of the rainwater from our property affects our neighbors. We addressed the stormwater management concerns during our renovation in 2016 and 17. The challenge we face is related to the positioning of our home, which is closer to one side of the property line, the west side. The current kitchen is located on this side, prompting our request for a variance. We are seeking a variance on the west side of the property, requesting to reduce the setback from 10 feet to 5 feet. This adjustment would provide us with an additional 5 to 6 feet in depth and 12 feet in length for our future kitchen area. We're not including the dining area of this. When we renovated our home in 2016 and 17, we believed that the existing kitchen was sufficiently spacious for our needs. However, we found it to be more cramped than anticipated, even after removing a wall. The additional square footage we plan to create is going to result in more spacious kitchen with much-needed counter space. Unfortunately, the only feasible option for us is towards the west side, as we do not want to encroach upon the dining and living areas. One significant advantage of our request is that we will not be encroaching on our neighbors to our west side, as this variance is along their driveway. Their house is situated a little further back. What we proposed to the neighbors in the picture that the architect drew, as eclectic as our neighborhood is, the neighbors seem to like the look, especially down the west side of the street.
Any questions from the board?
So it's just going to be a small bump out, 5 foot from the side of the house, 12 foot long?
Yes, that's it. We're just doing the kitchen area, not the dining area. We're leaving that alone.
The outside is, I mean, a roof pitch, do you?
Yeah, it's going to be a slight roof pitch. The way the architect had it designed, which we kind of liked, it's going to have a little peak ceiling above the new proposed sink area, and it's going to give us more counter space, which we need.
Is the house in an HOA?
No. Just a curse and a blessing at the same time.
Mr. Sharp? Looking at the tax map here, and I'm just kind of comparing your property with neighboring properties, they all appear to be of a similar size and shape. Is that correct?
That is correct. On our side of the street, on the other side of the street, by 100 lots, 5,000 square foot lots.
So what is, and I just don't know that I heard you address it, what is the uniqueness to this property? What is inherently unique about it?
Unique about it? Just the size. When we bought this home originally, it was an old property instead of, so when we went to do the renovation, we did not want to encroach on our neighbors. Wanted to keep tours. We wanted to keep the kitchen the same. However, we just found this little brand new.
The prior owner placed the home on the property, is that what I understand?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a well and septic on this property, or do you have public water and sewer?
Water and sewer.
Was there ever a well and septic that you're aware of on this property?
I know it's an old swamp. I think if I understood it correctly, it used to be an old track for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Have you had discussions with your, I know you said the neighbor had a long driveway there.
Yes.
On the west side of your property. Have you talked to that neighbor about this proposal?
Oh, absolutely.
What was their position?
They're all for it. Like what we've done to the house originally, and they can't, we back on the bottom of the sheet that had a new man with a little asterisk next to it, her name, that's her name and a phone number.
Sorry.
And you, I think you mentioned that you couldn't put it on the other side because the kitchen is already designed on that side,
yes,
of the,
sir,
property. So I'm guessing utilities run there. They don't necessarily run on the,
yeah,
other side.
Yeah, everything's on that side of the house. The kitchen, the three bathrooms are on that side of the house. All the utilities are on the east side, or west side, excuse me.
And I'm guessing because it was a Nanticoke home, you're limited on, yeah, the design of what you could do. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Any other questions from the board?
When you did the reno in 16, did you need variances at all for that, or was it just more internal stuff?
We did need variances for that when we did the initial construction. When we bumped out the house to the east side by 8 feet, and then we went up 8 feet to make it a little more spacious living area, to make it look a little bit bigger instead of having to go out even further. We put a little shed that's attached to the house in the front. We just made the front porch a little bit bigger and the dining area a little bit bigger. And in the back, we put an additional master bedroom and a nice screen porch. Have a variance? I'm sorry. We didn't have a variance.
No variance?
No variance.
Thank you.
I would have thought we would, but sorry.
For us to be able to grant a variance, there has to be a uniqueness to this. And I can understand that the house is favored more towards the west, but the lots herself seem to be basically all the same. Do you have any explanation other than the want to expand the kitchen, more of a need?
Pardon me, I didn't hear you, I'm sorry.
Do you have more of a need for expanding the kitchen more than a want? I mean, it has to be.
Yeah, I don't know if this comes into play, and I don't know if it's gonna really make a difference, but we rescue Labrador Retrievers, the old ones, and we kind of cycle them in our house. We're on what we call a third cycle, three labs. And besides, we caring for them. We do a little bit of cooking for them, making sure the medicines that they need are stored correctly, food that is needed is stored correctly, because many of them have special needs. And with just that right there, we have our pantry is kind of really tiny. So we're just hoping to expand that a little bit more just to accommodate some space.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I hope that helps.
Any other questions? If you would please have a seat.
Yes, sir.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13112? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13112? If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. I move that we approve case number 13122 for Ernie Ritchie and Robert Neverly for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during this public hearing and for the following reasons. The property does have a unique physical condition as the house was placed prior to their purchase of the house, and it does favor the west side of the property. Due to these such circumstances or conditions, there are no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty wasn't caused by the applicant, and the variance will not alter the essential characteristics of the neighborhood nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent properties, nor be detrimental to public welfare.
I second the motion.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Mr. Levengoth?
Aye.
And I am voting nay. I believe the practical difficulty has been created by the applicant, and I do also believe this bump out will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. With a vote of 3-1, case number 13112 has been approved. Have a good evening.